Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, as we do every Monday at this time. Thanks for listening and being part of the radio voice of Eastern Airlines. We hope that Mrs. Weagle is listening, and we know that Dave Wilson is on the line. It's always great talking about the Eastern family, both old and new. Remember, you can always listen to the radio show on your computer by going to www.ealradioshow.com or on our sponsor's website, www.REPAonline.com. Of course, this is the Retired Eastern Pilots Association website. The other way is to just call into the radio show's live online phone number, 213-816-1611. This will put you right into the queue with other callers. You may even want to join the conversation or ask the host a guest or guests a question. We encourage you to add to our show by joining us live and on the air. As we are in our sixth year now, let's get the flight number 285 into the air.
Flight attendants, prepare for takeoff, please. Cabin crew, please take your seats for takeoff. Captain, we have completed the cabin departure announcements, and we're secure for departure.
Thanks, Beverly. Don, will you let the tower know that we're ready for takeoff?
Sure. The Miami Tower, Eastern 285, is ready for takeoff.
Roger, Eastern 285. The winds are from the west at 5 knots, and you're clear for takeoff on runway 27 left.
Roger, Miami, Eastern 285. Confirm runway 27 left, and we're on the roll. I think.
Hi, Jim. Dave here. I'll give you a call some night. Get back with you. I'll have to go, really.
Good.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And arrive at 1:15 p.m. today. The crew has checked in with their respective crew scheduling, and we join Captain Steve at the dispatch desk when dispatcher Don Gagnon has been assigned to the flight.
Hi, Don. Looks like we seem to run into each other whenever there's weather in question. You are working flight 285, are you not?
Yeah, Captain Steve, you got me again. That sure was one hell of a trip you guys had down in Aruba a few weeks ago. And to think you lost both engines. Wow, glad it worked out okay as it did. I'm sure you're still waiting reports and writing reports as to the events to the FAA and the company.
Yeah, Don, you're right on all counts. Looks like we might have a tight one today, too. I read the weather report for the New York area airports, and the sky is going to be full, so let's take max fuel. As you can see, we've got the Boeing 727-200 lead sled, the aircraft that can't get out of its own way. It's hard to believe they stretched that 100 series by 20 feet, forgot to put bigger engines on it. More passengers and more weight and underpowered by those JT8D engines on the 100 series.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. The Miami JFK flight earlier this morning was canceled because of maintenance. And we have all those passengers waiting to go on your flight. If you take minimum fuel, we can accommodate some of them. And if not, we'll have to hold load seats, cargo, etc., because of fuel requirements.
Hey, what's going on, Captain? Hi, Don.
Hey, how you doing?
Chuck, they want to hold fuel for passengers from the looks of the weather. We're going to do some holding once we get in the New York area. It's hard to take enough fuel to get to Jacksonville with a full load, passenger load, in the lead sled. Don, what are you giving us as suggested fuel load, considering hold time, fly to alternate, and hold with an approach?
Yeah, look, if you can take minimum fuel, we have figured with the FAA requirements, we can take nearly all of our standby passengers. The aircraft has no maintenance restrictions, so that shouldn't be a factor. If only the New York weather forecast, we've considered being that factor.
Well, Don, in cases like this, I normally take the recommended fuel load and then add a couple of thousand pounds for the unexpected. If we max out our takeoff weight, then we want to be able to get optimal altitude for fuel burn. If we take a full load of passengers, what are we going to have as our fuel weight?
Well, flying time to JFK, hold time 45 minutes, go to altitude, which is Newark, hold for 45 minutes, land, and you've got at about 27,000 pounds. I know that's 3,000 pounds below max tank capacity, but we could take the extra folks from the canceled flight. I'll be honest with you, it's your call, Captain.
Isn't that always the case? I've flown with one captain and always asked for the max fuel load, regardless. It's funny to listen to him order the outbound fuel. Top the tanks. Give me the green stamps. The only time you have too much fuel is when you're on fire.
Yeah, you're talking about full tanks, Mayberry. Well, tell you what, Don, let's go with our recommended fuel, and we'll pull out of the holding stack when we get to the go-to alternate point. Chuck, who's our second officer today?
Well, we got old Matt Maddox, Eastern's oldest second officer in age and seniority. Hell, he probably could be flying captain on the next bid.
Steve and Chuck get their flight bags from the flight bag storage room and amble out to the gate. Lots of people are in the passenger waiting area, many of whom are headed to the New York area airports. Because of weather delays, some airlines have canceled their flights to New York's three airports, mostly because of equipment delays en route from other northern points. We joined the crew about 200 miles out from the John F. Kennedy International Airport.
Starting our descent in about 50 miles, so you better think of wrapping it up back there. And, oh, by the way, delays going into Kennedy are about 30 minutes at this time, so we can count on some holding. Okay, I'll keep you posted, however.
Thanks, Captain. I'll let the other flight attendants know. Any turbulence expected on our arrival?
Now, Beverly, would I put you through the Hurricane Bonnie experience again? It should be smooth all the way to touchdown. The weather is just low overcast clouds and light rain, but the low visibilities are causing the delays.
Okay. After the Aruba flight. Thanks. I'll let you know when we are done back here. Coffee or beverages for you guys?
Well, we'll hold that request until we find out how long our hold is going to be.
Beverly is working with four other flight attendants, and she goes through the cabin to advise the others about possible delays getting into JFK.
Dorothy, Captain has advised that the weather at JFK is marginal and that we may be experiencing delays. Pass the word on back to the others. Cabin, please.
Certainly, Beverly. Oh, and by the way, Emery has some tickets for the Broadway musical Cats if you're interested in going. Great. We have such a long layover at the Omni Sheraton Hotel in Broadway. He has a friend from Athens, Greece, that sent him 6 tickets he bought on his trip over to the U.S., and he says he can't use them because he has bids for another trip that has him lay him over in London.
Oh, wow. Yes, I would love to see the musical. Tell him to reserve me a ticket. Oh, here he comes now. I'll tell him myself.
Bev, I got some tickets to Cats if you want to go. The other two I'm working with won't go, so that leaves me with one left.
I'll check with the guys up front and let them flip to see who's the lucky one.
Great. And maybe we can go all of us go out to dinner before and after the show. I love New York.
Eastern Flight 285 has been in a holding pattern about 40 miles from JFK for the last 20 minutes.
Matt, we got to be close on the fuel. What's it look like staying around here any longer?
Captain, I got it figured for about 15 more minutes of a hold time here, and then we've got to go to our alternate, wherever that's going to be. I just talked to the company over in Newark, and they've got our approach minimums now, but they're stacked up over there, too, just like here.
Just as Matt finishes his calculations, Kennedy Approach Control clears Eastern 285 to descend to 5,000 feet and to proceed to the airport on a heading of 310 degrees and go over to Kennedy Tower on 125.75. Chuck checks in with Kennedy Tower, and the tower advises Eastern 285 they're number 5 for the approach. The weather is still at the minimums for a Category 2 approach.
Matt, how are we doing on with the fuel? I sure hope they don't give us a holding again.
And then the decision is made for them by Kennedy Approach when the controller working the flight states that Kennedy has been closed for arriving traffic, and the reason given is that LaGuardia has been open for departures, which will need the airspace for flights going south.
Captain, we're at our minimum fuel for landing here at Kennedy, and we've got to get clearance to our alternate, it looks like.
Hey, Chuck, you fly the airplane, and I'll check with dispatch as to our alternate. I'm not sure it's going to be Newark, as they have holdings going on there also.
Right, Captain. I'll monitor ATC while you and Matt try to figure it out.
The captain once again is talking through company frequency to dispatcher Don.
Captain, I'm clearing you to Philadelphia as an alternate. What's the fuel on board?
Well, let's say it's less than 5,000 pounds, just enough to keep the tanks wet. Sure hope they no holding on arrival. We may have to get preferential treatment, if you know what I mean.
Flight 285 has been cleared direct to Philadelphia with vectors and to maintain 5,000 feet.
We're going up on McGuire, Big Mac. I can see the runway down there. They sure are looking enticing.
Matt, tell me it's going to be enough to get into Philly. Do we have it?
I think so, if they don't vector us too far out in the landing sequence.
Philadelphia Approach, What's Eastern 285's landing sequence, and how many are ahead of us? We're really tight on fuel.
Philadelphia Tower, Eastern 285, you're number 7 at the airport. Do you want to declare a fuel emergency?
Allegheny 905 has been listening to the communications between Eastern 285 and the tower. Allegheny 905 breaks into the communications and calls Philadelphia Tower. Allegheny 905, Philly Tower, you can give us a vector and let Eastern take our sequence. We're number 2 outside the marker, and we're early on our arrival.
Allegheny 905, thanks for the help. I'll buy you a beer when we land. Will that work, Philly?
Philadelphia Tower, okay, that'll work. Allegheny, turn left to a heading of 350 degrees, and Eastern, turn right to 030 degrees. You'll be number 1 on this heading. United has crossed the outer marker and is now 1 mile out and no factor.
Roger, Philly Tower, turning to 030 degrees, and we're at 3,000 feet.
Philadelphia Tower. Roger, Eastern 285. On this heading, intercept ILS runway 9 right, and you're cleared to land runway 9 or right. Wind is 08 degrees at 5 knots, altimeter setting 30.01.
Eastern 285 touches down in Philadelphia on runway 9 right. 3 heavy sighs of relief can be heard when Matt calls out.
Captain, we have all the fuel pump low pressure lights on. I've seen the outboards come on before, but never all 8 of them. And the inboards, never, never have I seen that. We may not have enough fuel to get to the gate.
We would never have been able to do a missed approach. We'd have 3 flamed outs for sure.
Well, gang, that's another one for the angel on my shoulder.
Well, that's the end of our skit for tonight, and we hope you enjoyed it because it came from a real-life experience that yours truly had, and that's one of those pucker flights that you just don't want to have many of those in your lifetime. But on touchdown, just as Matt sounded off, he had all the low pressure fuel pump lights to come on, and occasionally you'll see the outboards come on because of low fuel in the outboard tanks. But the inboard tanks, I think there are 4 on each side of the inboard. And all of those lights were glowing amber. And it really was. We did have enough fuel to get to the gate, but it's just one of those things that you get caught every once in a while. You get caught or trapped or whatever, whether it's weather, whether it's a situation of low fuel. And in our sequence that Chuck, the first officer, mentioned, fill them up. I want the green stamps top the tanks. The only time you have too much fuel is when you're on fire. We had a captain that used to always say that because he, too, got trapped in a situation that he nearly ran out of fuel. And it's one of those experiences.
Did we lose Captain Neil?
Yeah, you can go down to the cast members that we had. The navigator was Bill Joseph, and the captain was Steve Thompson. Dispatcher was Don Gaglin. First officer was Chuck Albright. The second officer was George Finn, but stepping in for him tonight was Neil.
Senior flight attendant was Beverly LaPointe, and Kennedy Approach was Neil Holland, and Kennedy Tower is Jim Butterfield, and Philadelphia Tower was Howard Mucci, and second flight attendant was Dorothy Gagin, and third flight attendant was Maria Martinelli. Are you still there? I think we lost our main man.
I think
is everybody
too.
Still on?
And I'm here.
Is here?
Okay. I guess we can go on down and Debbie, are you there?
How about Dorothy? You could tell about the reunion.
Yeah.
I certainly will, Jim. Thank you. Well, our reunion is coming up on Friday, and we hope to see everyone there. It's going to be a great time. We have our singer and entertainer that has confirmed that he's going to be there, as well as the dancers. So we're happy to announce that we're going to have a great show. Everything is going to begin with the registration at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the hotel, you'll be able to sign in by 4 o'clock. Right after that, we'll have at 6:30 to 7:30, we're going to have the first show, and then following that will be the second show. On Saturday evening, of course, we're honoring our two legendary guests, and that will be Vito Borelli and Captain Robert Wilbur Jr. We hope all of you can attend, and those of you who are, if you'd like to send a card to us, we'll be happy to take anything that you need to do that way, and we'll make sure that they both get that. The Embassy Suites is holding our a banquet on Saturday evening, beginning at 6 o'clock, and follow the banquet, then we'll have the honoring of Vito Borelli, and following that, we'll have the two of them into the Eastern Airlines Hall of Fame. That will be Neil presenting both of them with an award. So we look forward to all of you being there, and we can't wait to see you all. So please join us if you're near the event and can stop in. We'll be glad to have last-minute people, and we'll try to see if we can't get to a dinner. The cost is $75 for Saturday evening, so we hope that you join us. Thank you.
Dorothy, this is Chuck. You might want to remind them about the memorabilia room and where it's located.
Okay, that's true. I forgot. Sorry about that. We had a change in the venue of where the actual rooms are going to be. It's going to be the ballroom and the meet and greet are going to be in Salon A through C, and the memorabilia room is going to be in Salon D. They're actually before the room that we had scheduled and about the same size facility. So it should be really very easy for everyone to find. It's right across from the atrium, and we'll have our sign out there so you can see where we are. And we'll have... yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Jim. Did I hear correctly that you're going to have Bob Hope and Bing Crosby there?
Well, we kind of would like to have them, but in lieu of that, we do have a great dance couple that's going to do a nice performance for us, and we also have our singer who is not only a singer, but he's an entertainer. He has worked in Las Vegas and throughout Florida for quite a while. He just came back from his Las Vegas trip last week. So we're looking forward to him entertaining us. He gets people dancing on the dance floor, and we'll have people that be able to get up and show us their little dance routine. So it should be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it.
Chuck?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Bill. I'd like to do a little promotion here for our producer. He often wants to remind our listeners that he has another program that airs on Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and this is called From the Eastern Files. It's every Thursday at 3 p.m. If our listeners are enjoying the program tonight, perhaps they'd like to hear this program as well. It's presented more great stories from the Eastern pioneers, both deceased and living. And it's a great way to bring back much of the past history about our great company, Eastern Airlines. And I would invite the listeners tonight, if you have a story you would like to share with our listeners, contact the host at host@EALradioshow.com. Back to you, Chuck.
That's really terrific. As far as being able to participate, we're kind of under the gun there because it's a shorter show. And it's more or less you can listen in, and then, of course, you can share your stories after you contacted the host at the EALradioshow.com. For tonight, that's one of our, I guess one of the things we've already mentioned is that this great program that we've set up for our people here at Eastern Airlines to have a nice reunion. We want everybody to have a great time. Just remember to look on your schedule for the different things that's going to be happening and make sure that you get your times right of where you're supposed to be at the hotel. The hotel, by the way, I'm one of their guests quite frequently around the country. It's beautiful. They got this great atrium that you're going to like. And for the people who are staying there, they're going to have a great breakfast in the morning. And for those later on in the evening, of course, we'll have tickets and stuff for some drinks there at the bar. So we want everybody to participate. And if you can, wear your little badge, tell them that you're an Eastern person, and that so everybody will be able to maybe get together and participate in some of the fun and frolics that we have there at the bar place before we go into the reunion and stuff. Is there anybody else that has anything to bring up while we're at it?
Yeah, I had Neil calling in to me on the other line, but I didn't get him quite in time, so.
Hello?
Maybe
yeah,
somebody
ahead.
Could get.
Neil
is that you, Debbie?
Is that you, Debbie?
No, that's Dorothy. Neil is trying to call me, but I can't. I don't have conference on this phone that I'm on. I can't conference him in.
Oh, wow.
I would recommend he just finds a nice chair, sits back, and enjoys the show like the rest of the listeners do.
I think that's a great idea. Give him a break tonight.
Well, I probably I'll do a little bit of the announcing for the sponsor, Homestead Funding. They're going to be at our affair for the 2 days that we're there. They have a booth that they're going to have. And Homestead Funding has sponsored us for this event, and we truly are grateful to them for that sponsorship. They serve all of Florida and have different products that they offer. So anyone that's interested in mortgaging or remortgaging or reverse mortgaging, any type of FHA or conventional loans, they certainly can assist you. They have, as I said, branches all over the place. The two gals are going to be from the Sarasota, Florida branch, and they're very wonderful to people. They're so cordial, and I know that Neil has the reverse mortgage through them, so it's something that people should consider should they want to do that. It's a great company. They've been around for a long time, so certainly that's the type of a company that you'd like to join. And they'll have all kinds of brochures out for us. They'll have some that will be included in our package, so you'll be able to peruse through that. And you can go up to they're having a booth that they're going to have for a while, and then they'll also have a hospitality suite that people could join and go up and have a drink or two up there, and they have some snacks that you could have. And then they'll tell you all about their company and what they do and how the whole convention loans and different features that they have work. So we are very grateful to them for supporting our group. It really made a difference. In addition, we also have another sponsor that we have. ERA has generously sponsored this. Fortunately, we were not able to put them in our program so that they could be seen by everyone, but we'll certainly make an announcement that ERA has provided us with some funds, and that certainly has helped to relay some of the money issues that have come up, which always do when you don't suspect it. So we want to thank our sponsors, and of course Reaper is one of our sponsors on the show anyway. They have been for quite a while, and we truly are grateful for all of these people. As does everyone know, the cost keeps rising, and we have to pay our bills, so we thank everyone for all their support. Back
to you,
Chuck.
Hey, Darcy, I got one question for you. You going to have name tags given out?
Yes, they're going to have name tags. I have them for every one of the people that have signed up. And in addition, just in case we have some stragglers that might come through the door, I'm going to bring some printed up cards, and we can write in their name.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for checking.
Steve, have you heard from Neil?
Yes, I did, but I couldn't get to him in time.
Mm.
I mean, he called me on the other line, but I didn't know how to manipulate this new phone system.
Well, you know, Vito just joined us as a listener. I would encourage any listeners out there, we've got free time here, if they'd like to join us online, all you have to do is speak up. Anybody, any questions or any comments they'd like to make?
Well, if nobody has any comments, I'm from the ERA editor and from Keep It In Touch, and if anybody would like to send in any type of articles on what they did after they left Eastern, I'd be more than happy to have you do so. You can reach me at the ERA office, era@aol.com. And just send me in some notes. You don't have to be perfect in your spelling or any of that sort of stuff. I can take care of all that. But just jot down when you started and where you were and a little bit about yourself and what you do. And certainly that will give us some information that we can give a nice article on you. And if you want, you can even send me in two or three photos, and we'll be happy to print those as well. So we're always looking for juicy little stories, and if you have any that you want to share with us, we'd be more than happy to have you do so. And another reminder is that if anyone doesn't have an ERA membership and you certainly have a pension plan from ERA, you can be one of our regular members. It's $25 a year, and if you are not an ERA pension holder, you can also be an associate member. So that, too, will require you filling in an application, and all you have to do is give the office a call, and the telephone number down there is 304-684-6132. And just ask for a membership application and be more than happy to help. Back to you, Chuck.
Well, since our director is taking a break for the evening, I guess, and some of the people that we wanted to talk to obviously got a little shy, but we really appreciate everybody tuning in tonight, and those who have bought their tickets and everything else. Hopefully we've given you some more insight on what's going to happen when you get down there and check in. Obviously, if there's any questions, I'm going to be down there Thursday, probably in the afternoon, because I'm going to try to set up memorabilia tables and get them going on Thursday. So if something comes up and you need some help or something, I'll be glad to help you out and point you in the right direction. We have plenty of people at the hotel who are just fantastic at what they do. So obviously we'll be able to get the right person to help you out for whatever your problem might be. Our show is probably going to be a little short tonight due to technical difficulties, but I think we've touched base on just about everything there is. Does anybody else have anything out there?
I think that Neil is trying to call in, so I'm going to drop off for a minute and see if I can pick him up on my cell phone, and you continue on without me. Don is still on.
Okay, see what that happens. Maybe we can get a more look-see, so to speak, for the rest of the show. Right now, I can't really think of anything else that might help you with the reunion. We've kind of gone over that, I think, fairly well. I understand that the hotel itself, like I said, I've been there quite a few times all over the country, and you're really in for a treat. It's a great place. And are you there?
Yes, we had an electrical strike here at the office. All the power was out. I just got some lights on, and my phones are ringing again. But we had a huge electrical storm that passed over about 10 minutes ago, and it sounds like to me that you guys are continuing the show. And sorry I had to miss out, but I had no way to reconnect with my computer. And so carry on. You guys are doing a great job.
Well, Neil, this
Chuck
is Chuck.
Doing
we,
an excellent job, by the way.
We covered most of the stuff that was up for tonight's show. So if you've got something that you can add to it, we'd really appreciate your input and anybody else that's out there. We're kind of down to the
good night portion
of it.
Well, not quite yet, Chuck. I was hoping that Debbie Denman, did she come on earlier?
I thought she did, and I called out to her, but I didn't get an answer.
Okay. Debbie is area code 904, and I don't see her on my board right now.
Hello?
Can you hear me, Neil?
Yes, I can hear everybody now. It's a wonderful thing when you get electricity back.
I couldn't get anyone's attention to tell them that you had called me.
Yeah, I called them, called you, and I called everybody, but everybody was still carrying the show on. So I'm learning things when you lose all electricity. I could have called in with my cell phone, but I didn't realize I could have done that.
Okay.
Hey, this is really exciting.
Are we ready for the Sound of Music yet?
Well, yeah, since it's been this messed up with the electrical storm, and that lightning struck almost right out in the parking lot, and it was as bright, and then all of a sudden it went total darkness here in the studios in Jacksonville, Florida. We had a huge thunderstorm that just passed over, and fortunately it didn't come out the headset and into my ears. I can play that theme music if you would like, Jim Hart, and we'll sign off now, and I think you've got everything that we needed to talk about if you talked about the reunion, Dorothy.
Well, Chuck did a good job. Dorothy did an excellent job, too.
All right. Well, let's see if I can, since I got my computer back, here's the music that we want to hear.
Well, great landing, Captain Steve. We had a great show tonight, even though it was interrupted by lightning. Mr. Producer, another outstanding job at the board. That's the switchboard and the lightning board. You know, it's always fun when we talk about Eastern Airlines and the place we worked, and also with the new Eastern Airlines. We feel we've been truly, we truly earned the title of the radio voice of Eastern Airlines. And that's all because of you, our callers, our listeners, our guests, our hosts, and our sponsors. REPA, Retired Eastern Pilots Association, and Homestead Funding. We look forward to our Eastern family and friends joining us again next week as we broadcast our 286th show, traveling aboard our EAL radio show, Boeing 737-800.
We hope you'll be with us once again as we file our flight pad for a destination yet to be determined. Until then, we all say good night, Eastern. We
good
love
night.
You, Eastern.
Love you.
Good night, Eastern.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Hey, Dorothy. Oh, yeah.
Good night.